Let's take a look first at the week ahead in the canyons of Wall Street, what investors will be looking at as we start the week with the S&P 500 index having closed at an all-time historic record closing high of 2,872 at the end of trading on Friday, January 26th. That's right, 2,872. And if you were on a spaceship to Mars for the last 10 years or so, you're probably doing a double take hearing a number like 2,872 on the S&P 500. But that's where it is as of the close of the week. So here's what investors will be taking a look at this week. Monday, we'll get personal income and outlays. That's an important report. It gives you an update on personal income and consumer spending and also the personal consumption expenditure price index. And by the way, the estimates are that the personal consumption expenditure price index year over year will be at 1.7 when these figures are announced, and that the core will be at 1.6. And if that turns out to be the case or very, very close to that, then those numbers will be still below the 2% target rate of inflation that has been promoted for some time now by the Federal Open Market Committee. But it won't just be that announcement. There will be others. The Federal Open Market Committee meeting will commence on Tuesday and finish up on Wednesday, but I don't think we're going to see anything dramatic coming out of that, and I don't think we're going to see a rate change coming out of that meeting. That meeting will be completed by Wednesday afternoon Eastern Time. My expectation is that rates will remain unchanged at that rating at that meeting. But having said that, I think that the probabilities favor another rate hike from the Federal Reserve at their meeting in mid-March, but that's several weeks away. Also on Wednesday, we're going to get the ADP employment report. This is the employment report that is published by the processing firm, payroll processing firm, biggest of them all, ADP, Automatic Data Processing. And, wow, ADP started as a tiny little company in New Jersey decades ago. And look at it now. It is a monster of a company decades later. I remember when they first went public. I remember very, very well when they first went public back in the late 1960s. I remember buying 50 shares of Automatic Data Processing for $30. It was a $1,500 investment back in the late 1960s. And the growth in that stock has been mind-boggling since that time. So they are the issuers of the ADP employment report. And they are estimating 195,000, the consensus of economists, that is, estimating 195,000 new jobs in this report. And there's certainly a lot of depth to this report because it's computed from a subset of ADP records representing about 400,000 U.S. business clients and about 2.3 million U.S. employees. So it has a tremendous amount of scope. I should say 23 million U.S. employees, tremendous scope across the country. Those 23 million are spread over all private industrial sectors. So it's a report to pay attention to, and investors do pay attention to that report. Thursday, we'll get an update on jobless claims. Jobless claims for several years now have been incredibly favorable at very low levels, and that's expected to continue with this report. Nothing is changing right now on that front. We'll get the Labor Department employment report on Friday, and their estimate is 176,000 new jobs for the month of January. And That'll be coming out on Friday. And the last monthly report came in at 148,000. But as I told you, I did not think that that was a cause for alarm. And certainly that did not cause a problem. That's the December figure, 148,000. That did not cause a problem with fourth quarter real gross domestic product because it grew at an annual rate of 2.6%. That's healthy growth. And that's certainly something that we'd like to see continue. But we really got a good figure. Average hourly earnings, which is a true measure of what is going on with wages and benefits, average hourly earnings right now are up 2.5%. Now, this is a figure that will be closely watched. The consensus is that it'll move up 0.1% to 2.6%. We'll see if that happens. Now, we've seen some window dressing from companies that have paid year-end bonuses, for example, or small bonuses, $1,000, whatever, to large numbers of employees. That is not the kind of a figure that we look at when we're looking for wage increases. We're looking for salary increases. People are going to be making more money week in and week out. If somebody gets a one-time bonus, that's fine, but that's not something that has a major sustainable impact on wage growth. We're looking at wages, and we will get a measure of that when the report comes out in the Labor Department. The average work week has been at 34.5 hours, and that is expected to stay right there, probably right at 34.5 hours.